Hurricane Helene did much more than flood homes and disrupt daily life. It upended Western North Carolina's tourism and service industry, leaving workers and small business owners scrambling to make ends meet. Journalist Mark Barrett wrote about this in an article for the Mountain Express. He stopped by the BPR studios to talk about his findings.
You know, we think correctly about Helene victims as being people who were flooded out of their homes, may have lost all of their possessions or a family member. You know, I really feel for those folks, and they are probably the people who we should be thinking of when we think of Helene victims. But in addition to them, folks who work at hotels, restaurants, any kind of tourism-related business, they're victims too. Even if their houses and vehicles are totally intact, October's one of our, oftentimes, the busiest month, most lucrative month for folks in the tourism industry. And so people who work there, that's sort of the money that gets them through the winter, that sort of thing. And so obviously the way things worked out, there's a lot of concern by people in that industry as to how am I going to make it through the lean months, January, February, March, until things start to perk up some.
Your article is full of interviews with people going through this. Talk about who you reached out to and what you heard.
Well, everybody has a slightly different story, but like I spoke to a woman named Kelly Rowe. She lives in Oakley. She has three different jobs. She works at a bar, a bartender in West Asheville. She worked for a caterer. She works for a country club. She used to work 3 days a week at the bar. As of December, that had gone down to 1 day a week. Catering business, a lot of that was weddings. That's just dried up, she said. The country club where she works down in Henderson County, they took 2 weeks off this month. So, you know, when I spoke to her a while back, she'd gotten Duke Energy to give her a break on her power bill. She still has to pay it, but it's an extended payment plan. Same thing for her auto loan. Her landlord gave her a break on her rent. But Rose said, you know, I feel like, well, I'll just read it. I constantly feel like I'm moving the pennies around right now to make ends meet. And I think that's a pretty common situation. I spoke to a woman, Casey Hotchkiss. She has a business called Asheville Detours, which is a bit of a alternative, if you will, guided tour around town. Her business was down about 90% as of mid-December. She'd had almost no tours since Helene. You know, even after the water came back on, she says people had already made their holiday plans. So she already had supplemented her income by selling holiday gift boxes of things made locally. So that helped. But still, she's scared to take out a loan. I mean, there are loans available, but, you know, is she going to be able to repay them? And there are a lot of folks out there who have applied for food stamps, for instance. Unemployment is an important source of income right now. And places like Mana Food Bank, food banks and other charitable organizations are real important to a lot of people at this moment.
And that begs the question, which you bring up in your article, are people thinking, I need a new career path?
Yeah, to an extent, or else they're thinking, I need another place to live. I spoke to a young woman. Her name's Alana Rempel. When Helene hit, she said she had less than $100 in her checking account. She had worked for Casey Hotchkiss as a tour guide. That went away. She was also working as a cook in a tea house over in West Asheville. That job pretty much dried up. She was living in a hostel downtown in exchange for doing housekeeping work and other for them. So that it didn't totally disappear, but, you know, the need there was less. You know, these jobs in general, I don't know about hers in particular, but the leisure and hospitality sector of our economy is by far the least well paid. So it's tough for folks in that industry to build up a bank account, particularly as I've already mentioned, when October goes away. So when I spoke to her, she was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She'd gotten a temporary job as a cook there, and then she had something more permanent lined up in Huntsville, Alabama, to start this month. And just about everyone I spoke to said, yeah, a lot of my friends have already, they're gone. They've moved out of town thinking that they've just got better prospects elsewhere.
I don't think that is surprising. It's something I think a lot of people were expecting. Talk about what you heard from the industry leaders you spoke with.
I spoke to Nathan Ramsey, who's head of the Mountain Area Workforce Development Board, and he says that there are jobs out there, and there will be folks who have been working in hospitality for years who have skills that will transfer. In a lot of cases, they'll be able to get their income, you know, somewhat similar to what they had in the past. Then there are a lot of other folks who, you know, they may have trouble. I mean, the unemployment rate in Buncombe County for November, I think, was 7.2%, which is down from a little bit over 10%. You know, even 7.2 is, that's unusual for us. It was 2.5% in September. We traditionally, for a while now, have had the lowest unemployment rate in the state in Buncombe County. There are jobs there, but a lot of the jobs that are posted now are in healthcare. And, you know, if you've got some training there, you can probably get work. But, you know, it may be a tough thing for some folks to go from, say, being a server at a restaurant to a construction worker. So that's going to be tough for a lot of folks. You know, some of them probably will consider going back for retraining. But I think also some people will just say, you know, it's going to be months, maybe longer, before the service sector comes back, and I'm just going to see what else is out there somewhere else.
This conversation raises or just makes me aware of how many side roads there are to this storm story.
It's a complicated story, and it's going to go on for a while. You know, I don't know that there's a good blueprint for just how does a community recover, and will, you know, the outside sources of need stay with us as long as they're needed? That's a good question, too.
Is there anything else about your article or this story you want to share? Anything else I've left out?
One thing that I wanted to mention is, even though these are people that I spoke to who, you know, they're kind of up against it financially, there were a lot of stories about my relatives sent money to me, or I sent money to somebody else. Kelly Rose said she turned into the snack lady in her little neighborhood in Oakley. She had elderly neighbors. She would go to a food bank or, you know, a donation center, you know, giving food away. And she'd go there, bring it back. She'd make coffee in her kitchen, and then she'd go around to the neighborhood and help out. Another person I interviewed, Mary Catherine McGregor, volunteered at a kitchen at a downtown restaurant to just feed anybody who needed to be fed. Even though she wasn't really in a great position financially, her apartment complex, she says, out in Oteen, waived her rent and apparently everybody's rent in the entire complex, and also said, if you want to get out of your lease, you know, if you need to move out, you can do that without penalty. So it was nice to see that even though people were in a bad spot themselves, they're still helping other people. That made my heart feel good.
Mark Barrett filed for the Asheville Citizen Times for a long time, more recently for the New York Times and often for the Mountain Express. You were a familiar voice on our air during Hurricane Helene. We so appreciate that. It was good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by to talk about your story.
Thank you, Helen. And I should have said, you guys were awfully nice to me, put me up for a couple, 3 weeks right after Helene, and I'm still grateful for that. Thank you for the time.